What is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. Our number is 855-660-4261. We welcome your calls on The Bright Side. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 855-660-4261 is your number. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and it is first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. And you can take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, all the kits, all the systems, and my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a scoop of water and sip on it all day long. It's a wonderful way to get your fat-soluble vitamins, which are a little bit tricky to absorb, vitamins A and D and E and K. You get lots of vitamin C. There's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per two scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The B complex is in there, zinc, selenium, chromium, copper, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's just $50 a canister. And if you're like most folks, you're going to notice more energy, weight loss, appetite suppression, lower blood pressure, just feeling better within one or two doses. And you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team. We'd love to have you aboard. Help spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. You can also get your products at the wholesale price, or you can make some money selling longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. And I encourage you all to head over to my blog, which I update regularly, pharmacistben.com. We get a new article up there on coconut oil. There's news stories up there as well. And all the articles I've written over the years, as well as the YouTube videos, are all up at pharmacistben.com. Okay, one more thing. I'm going to be doing a talk at the Health Freedom Expo this coming Sunday, June the 7th, 10 a.m. Doc Wallach is also going to be there. So if you're in the Chicago area, we're going to be in Schaumburg, Illinois, which I guess is about a half hour outside of Chicago. I'd love to see you guys out there if you're in the area. That's the Health Freedom Expo. George Norrie is actually going to be the keynote speaker at the Health Freedom Expo. So not only do you get to see me and Dr. Wallach, but also George Norrie. I'm actually very excited about getting to meet George Norrie as well. All right. We left off talking about the four causes of hypothyroidism. We're still talking about osteoporosis. And once again, even if you don't have osteoporosis, you want to regard osteoporosis as a hallmark or iconic disease of degeneration. So you don't have to deal with osteoporosis, but if you're dealing with any kind of degenerative disease, a lot of what we're going to be talking about is going to apply to you. We've been talking about four causes of hypothyroidism, and rest assured, folks, whether you're diagnosed or not, if you're dealing with any kind of chronic long-term degenerative disease or degeneration or breakdown, whatever that is, you're probably dealing with some degree of hypothyroidism, a poorly functioning thyroid. We said nutrient deficiencies, especially iodine, are related to hypothyroidism. We said that blood sugar issues, adrenal issues are related to hypothyroidism. 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune, the body attacking itself. And whenever you hear the word autoimmune, think food, think digestion. If you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune issue, focus on digestive health. Focus on digestive health. If you're dealing with any health issue, even if you're healthy, focus on digestive health, but certainly if you have an autoimmune disease. Then there's the whole topic of halogen displacement, which is just a fancy way of saying that iodine gets replaced by elements that look similar. If you're not getting iodine, the body's going to do whatever it can do to get stuff that looks like iodine. And there's a lot of things in our environment that look like iodine but don't perform like iodine. So under conditions of iodine deficiency, which many of us are dealing with or many of us are suffering from, our body's going to suck up whatever it can take that looks like iodine. Well, guess what? Bromine looks like iodine, and bromine is all over the place, especially in brominated flour. But bromine isn't going to run your thyroid hormone. So if you're deficient in iodine, but you're eating lots of processed foods, lots of cereals and pastries and processed flour foods, you're going to have lots of bromine around, and your body, your thyroid, is going to suck up that bromine like a sponge because it doesn't have iodine. Chlorine, the same way. Chlorine is in tap water. If you're drinking lots of tap water and you're not getting iodine, your thyroid's going to do what it can do to get stuff that's similar to iodine, and it'll likely take in chlorine in addition to bromine. And it's pretty much impossible to avoid interacting with bromine and chlorine. It's conceivable that the introduction of these toxins, bromine and chlorine, into our environment in the last couple of hundred years via the food supply, via processed foods, via water, might have something to do with the epidemic of degenerative disease that we're dealing with in this country. In the book Solved, The Riddle of Illness, Dr. Stephen Langer has an exhaustive compilation of all the different ways hypothyroidism, which is related to iodine deficiency and excess ingestion of bromine and chlorine. Dr. Langer puts a long list together of all the stuff that can go wrong once your thyroid breaks down. Remember, the bright side theme here is all disease is cell disease. All disease is cell disease. And thyroid hormone functions to turn on the production of proteins from a cell. That's thyroid hormone's role. It turns on the production of proteins from a cell. It makes a cell do what it does. Thyroid hormone turns genes on. If you are deficient in iodine, if you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, if you have blood sugar or adrenal issues, all of which can cause hypothyroidism, you are more than likely going to end up with genetic issues, genetic problems, because thyroid hormone turns genes on. Genes are the slave. Thyroid hormone is their master. Genes are their slave. Epigenetic factors are the master. Genes are the slave. Nutrients are the master. Genes are the slave. Toxicity is the master. We have been hoodwinked into believing that our genetics control everything. And our genetics only control everything the way a slave controls the building of the pyramids. Sure, the slaves are building the pyramids, but there are slave masters behind the slaves. And epigenetics is the slave master. Nutrition is the slave master. Thyroid hormone is the slave master. We never really talked about Angelina Jolie and her misguided mastectomy, her preventive double amputation. Oh my God. Who the heck thinks it's a good idea to hack off your limbs, your appendages, prophylactically, preventatively? Somebody should have told Angelina Jolie that her BRCA gene mutation involves slave masters. It involves epigenetics. It involves a specific epigenetic process called methylation. Methylation is a fancy way of saying having our genetics turned on. Methylation is epigenetic. Methylation turns genes on and off. And guess what, folks? Protein deficiency, sickness, toxicity, all can cause hypermethylation and lead to genetic issues. All right, got lots more to talk about. I'm going to tell you about one more toxic chemical that can mess up your thyroid. You guys probably know what I'm going to talk about. We'll do that when we come back from our break.
The little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Our number, 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. Get on board early. We'll try to get to all our calls in our next segment. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Youngevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Okay, so We're talking about the thyroid, the four causes of hypothyroidism, which itself is behind all degenerative disease. The thyroid is the jumping off point from the triangle of disease to everything that could possibly go wrong in the body, including the biggies, cancer and heart disease. Thyroid hormone functions as an epigenetic factor. Thyroid hormone turns genes on or off. And this idea of epigenetics is extremely important. If anybody tries to tell you about getting your genes tested or having some kind of surgical procedure, God forbid, because you have a genetic predisposition to having something done, these are people who either have a vested interest or don't understand the idea of epigenetics, the stuff that makes genetics happen. Your genes turn on and off like a Christmas tree based on nutritional factors, based on thoughts that we think, based on feelings, based on stress hormones, and based on thyroid hormone. Angelina Jolie got her breast hacked off, and thousands of women around the country go through this prophylactic or preventive mastectomy because they simply have genetic predispositions. And this is a dirty little secret that drug companies and biotechnology companies don't want us to know. They want us to believe that whatever our genes say, whatever our genes have programmed, is what's going to happen in the body. They don't want us to know about epigenetics, about the factors that make genetics happen. Genes are the slave, epigenetics are the slave master, and I hope this is clear because it's very, very important. Drug companies, medical model, biotechnology firms have a lot invested in the idea that genetics control the body. They don't want us to know that we are powerful over our genes, that we have control over our genes. Don't let anyone fill your head up with lies about the primacy of genetics, which scientists call the central dogma. That's technically what this idea that genetics controls everything in the body is referred to as, the central dogma. What's a dogma? A dogma is a belief. This is a literal definition of a dogma. A dogma is a belief that is not based on evidence. Central dogma is a belief not based on evidence. Yet people will have their limbs chopped off and take pharmaceutical drugs based on this central dogma. Epigenetics is the science of what makes genes turn on and off, and in addition to nutritional factors, in addition to stress hormone, cortisol, in addition to insulin, in addition to thoughts we think and feelings we feel, thyroid hormone has a very, very important epigenetic role to play. Thyroid hormone makes things happen. That's why under no circumstances do you want to be messing around with your thyroid or with thyroid hormone, yet that is exactly what we are doing as a culture. The thyroid is the jumping off point to all health and disease, and the last organ, the last gland that we want to be screwing around with is the thyroid. Yet we have created a culture that almost systematically is structured to destroy this very, very important gland. As bad as chlorine and bromine are for the thyroid, and these things are endemic, they're all over the place, they're ubiquitous. As bad as they are, they're not the most egregious anti-thyroid offender. Fluoride is. Fluoride, like chlorine and bromine, is very similar in nature to iodine. And like chlorine and bromine, fluorine loves the thyroid. It's been at least since the 1950s, it's been that we've known that you can use fluoride to slow down the thyroid if you have hyperthyroidism. Doctors in the 1950s used to use fluoride to dumb down the thyroid. And why is that? Because fluoride shuts down your thyroid. Everyone's. You don't have to have hyperthyroidism to have this effect. Fluoride is thyrotoxic. Fluoride is thyrotoxic. You couldn't pick a better way to make sure, to 100% guarantee that humanity stays sick and degenerative, than to poison the water with fluoride. Yet we have municipalities and government geniuses who have so bought into this idiotic idea that you can put this stuff in the water, whether it improves dental health or not, by the way, is irrelevant. And there's a lot of mixed opinions on whether or not fluoride improves dental health and makes improves the formation of cavities. I don't even care. So what? So it does. So fluoride is good for your teeth. Great. It's irrelevant because you're dealing with a deadly toxic substance. Yet we have authorities rubber stamping this kind of chemical manipulation of humanity. If you're drinking a lot of reconstituted beverages, orange juice, soda pop, which are made with tap water, or if you're drinking tap water, it becomes extra important to make sure that you're getting enough iodine. Remember, the thyroid in the body will suck up things that look like iodine when iodine is not present. You will have a greater chance of having fluoride and bromine and chloride in your thyroid when you are deficient in iodine. Get yourself on Iodorol or some like supplement of iodine, especially if you're a woman, because iodine is so protective against breast cancer. Especially if you're a woman. Everybody, supplement with iodine. You're not going to get what you need from iodized salt, despite what your doctor may tell you. Use the Z-radical. The Z-radical can help chelate and magnetically attract heavy metals and toxins like fluoride and bromine and chlorine. Throw in some seaweed, which is tremendously chelating, and seaweed is also a good source of iodine. Use vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of the all-time great ways to protect yourself from fluoride toxicity. I don't want to go off too much on a tangent about this craziness about fluoride, but if you're interested in learning more, get a book called The Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N, or get a book called The Case Against Fluoride by Paul Connett, Dr. Paul Connett, and Dr. James Beck. Connett, C-O-N-N-E-T-T, and Dr. James Beck, two of my favorite books about this nonsense around fluoridated water. All right, there's another really neat element that I want to tell you about, and this is something we don't talk a lot about in the program, and it's unfortunate because it's very, very important in the body. You have maybe 14 or so grams of this stuff. I'm sorry, about 140 grams of this stuff in the body, a quarter pound or so. Very important element, super important for your skin, super important for your liver, super important for your bone. This is an element that has a hardening property. Wherever you see hard tissue in the human body, your nails, your hair, or wherever you see hard tissue anywhere in nature, horns on rhinoceroses, antlers, hooves of horses, shells, wherever you see hardness in nature, you're going to find this element. This is a super electromagnetic element, very important for photosynthesis. This is an important element that, when it comes to bone health, it keeps bones hardness. And it's an element that we just don't talk a lot about, yet more and more we're finding out that this element is deficient in the diet because of pollution, environmental pollution, and because of poor farming techniques. Soil depletion of this element is behind what many believe is a hidden epidemic caused by this nutritional deficiency. I'll tell you what this element is on our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about osteoporosis and nutritional supplements that you can use to keep your bones strong and healthy. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Tomorrow we'll talk about this neat element, which makes up about a quarter pound of the human body. Yet this is an element that more and more is becoming yet another nutritional deficiency because of poor farming techniques and also because of environmental pollution. We will talk about that tomorrow and why you want to supplement with this stuff, which is amazingly important for detox, for the liver, as well as for bone health. We'll do that tomorrow on the bright side. Right now it's time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Let's see, Mike in California, what's going on, my friend? Welcome to the bright side.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I called in a few times before, and but I was. Are you familiar with like Joel Fuhrman and those guys,
mm-hmm.
the plant-based thing?
And I'm not a big Joel Fuhrman fan. I'll tell you that right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, I am familiar with Dr. Fuhrman. But he does this whole. Well, go ahead. What was your question?
Well, I was going to actually see Brenda Davis, and she's up in British Columbia, but she's pretty much on the same. representing the same kind of plan. So I was just trying to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm not a Joel Fuhrman fan, but I'll tell you, his idea, Joel Fuhrman's basic idea is a plant-based diet. And I am a believer in using lots of vegetation. But eggs are a true power food, as is whey protein. These are classic animal foods. And there's a lot of things, and I don't eat meat personally. And I only eat a little bit of seafood. But there's a lot of things in animal products that you just can't get anywhere else. For example, protein. You can get protein in everything, obviously. Everything that's alive is going to have some protein, but nothing has the kind of protein value and the kind of protein usability, the protein bioavailability that animal foods do. Animal foods are also dense sources of minerals. They're dense sources of B vitamins. It's true. I'm not dissing plants. I'm not dissing vegetables. There's lots of good things in vegetables. But interestingly, you know, there's no toxins in meat. There's plenty of toxins in plants, you know, and nobody ever talks about that. Nobody ever has a toxic effect or nobody gets toxic results by eating steak or by eating meat. And I don't eat meat, but I'm just saying, let's be biochemically accurate here. There's no toxicity in meat or in animal products. No such thing as a poison meat, but there are poison plants and lots of them. So this kind of airy-fairy idea we have worshiping plants and demonizing meat and animal products, the guys like Joel Fuhrman and the other guy who wrote the China Diet, I forgot his name, ripping on animal foods, it's just not fair. And keep in mind, if you're cooking your meat, you're going to create some problems. Certainly you can create some toxic compounds, heterocyclic amines and such, if you're cooking your meat. But just meat by itself is not poisonous, but there's lots of poisonous plants out there. And just because you're eating vegetables, I hear this all the time from folks who say, well, I'm only eating salads and all I eat is vegetables. Folks, you can react to spinach. You can react to tomatoes. You can react to potatoes. You can react to all kinds of vegetables. And just because something's a plant doesn't mean it's clean and benign. And just because something is a meat or an animal product doesn't mean it's toxic, despite what guys like Joel Fuhrman and the guy who wrote the China Diet, whose name is T. Colin, somebody or another, who wrote the China Diet, talk about. Did I answer your question there, Mike?
I was just going to say, is there anybody you recommend that has a more solid plan?
That has more solid, that works more with biochemistry? You know, I get all my stuff from textbooks. And I just weave it together. The best place to get nutritional information, I get this question a lot, where can you go to get information? Best place is from PubMed and scholar.google.com, and then weave together the trends and then experiment on yourself, experiment on your body and see how you respond. And that's the best way to get information. Go to PubMed.com or scholar.google.com. Both of those are good sources of scientific information. And read textbooks and kind of weave everything together on your own. Life Extension's got some good stuff if you want some general mainstream information. Dr. James Balsh has a really neat book called Prescription for Nutritional Healing. My favorite reference source for the lay public, for it's not technical, is a book written by Dr. Elson Haas, H-A-A-S, called Staying Healthy with Nutrition. And there's lots of good information there, and it's a very basic book. Gabriel Cousins, you got to weed through his stuff, but he's got some really interesting things in his book, Spiritual Nutrition. But you do have to weed through, wade through some of the stuff he talks about, because he does throw in a little bit in my humble opinion, not accurate information. All right, Mike?
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much, buddy. All right, Marie in California, what's going on? How can we help you? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, I have a few questions. I called you before. My husband's taking the 3D, and does he have to wait 20 minutes before he eats the meals?
Say that again. He's taking one?
Sweeties.
Sweeties. You know, no, he doesn't. Take it with the meals. He doesn't have to take it. Did you say before the meals?
Yeah. We were told that to take the sweetie, excuse me, the sweetie 20 minutes before meals.
No, I don't necessarily think you need to do that. In fact, I would take it with meals, especially fatty meals, and you'll get better absorption of the minerals, the chromium and the vanadium. I think the idea, whoever told you that, the idea is they want your blood levels of chromium to be high enough to be able to help you process the sugar. And I think that's what they were thinking. But as long as you're taking your chromium on a daily basis, you don't necessarily need to take it right before the meals, as long as you take it on a regular basis.
Oh, okay, I see.
So, okay, but I think the logic, whoever told you that, was thinking, well, your blood levels of chromium need to be high enough, so when you eat your breads and your pastas and your carbohydrates, there'll be enough chromium in your blood to process the sugar. Chromium and vanadium are involved in sugar processing.
You take it after? after the meal?
As long as you're taking it regularly throughout the day, or every day you're taking some chromium and some vanadium, your blood levels of chromium and vanadium should be high enough that you can process it. It doesn't really matter whether you take it before or after meals. If you need to pick one time to take it sometime with the meal. That would be my advice to help improve absorption of the chromium. If you take it on an empty stomach, you might not get as effective absorption. Chromium and vanadium and all minerals require some digestive juices for their maximally absorb them.
Okay. And also, okay. I want to ask that my husband didn't have a heart issue. So he's taking the metoprolol,
nasty drug. Yes.
Yeah,
it's a beta blocker.
And he also take the supplement called ubiquinol.
Which supplement?
Ubiquinol.
Ubiquinol, yeah. Absolutely. Does he have heart disease?
Yeah.
Yes. Ubiquinol is coenzyme Q10. It's a fancy way. It's the chemical name for coenzyme Q10. It's a must-have nutritional supplement for anybody who's got heart disease, anybody who's got liver disease, and anybody who's taking a statin drug. It's a must-have. It's not an option, even though it's not an essential nutrient. As we get older, we don't make as much coenzyme Q10. It is unbelievably important for cardiovascular health and the health of the muscles, as well as for liver health. It's a great detox supplement. It's great for your brain. It's just an incredibly important supplement. There's two forms of coenzyme Q10. There's ubiquinone and ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is a little bit more expensive than the ubiquinone, but it may be worth it if you want the absolute deluxe form. But for most folks, ubiquinone is just as good. But make sure you're taking 100 milligrams a day if you have any kind of heart disease issues.
Okay, so
And get the oil capsules, not the powder, the oil-soluble coenzyme Q10.
Right.
Yes. All right, Marie?
Okay, so it's okay to take with the metoprolol then?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. What about niacin? Is he the niacin for cholesterol?
Yeah. Niacin is amazingly important as well. In fact, niacin is the most powerful cholesterol-lowering supplement there is. Niacin, 200 milligrams, timed release. Way better than statin drugs, especially when you factor in their non-toxicity and their multifunctionality, the multiple benefits you get from niacin. Man, I love niacin. Read Dr. Abram Hoffer about niacin. He writes a lot about it. Make sure you take your niacin with all your B-complex whenever you take your niacin. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Thank you. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. Teresa in North Carolina, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Can you? I have a question about my husband. He has gout, and I was wondering if if you
blood
could tell
sugar.
Me what he could do.
Blood sugar, blood sugar, blood sugar, blood sugar. Gout.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pre-diabetic condition. It's associated with diabetes. It's just a blood sugar issue, especially fructose, by the way. Focus on avoiding fructose wherever possible, and that means fruits and fruit juices. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. You may want to consider upping the protein and upping the essential fatty acids, as well as trace minerals that help the body handle sugar. Before we went to break, we were talking about niacin for cholesterol. Niacin is also very important for handling blood sugar. In fact, chromium and niacin go together to form something called the glucose tolerance factor, the GTF. After all sugary meals, make sure you're using the B-complex, the entire B-complex. As I said right before we went to the commercial, if you're taking niacin for blood sugar, for cholesterol, for your brain, or for whatever you're taking niacin from, four, take it with the entire B-complex, and vitamin B1 also is important for handling sugar. But you want to treat gout as a blood sugar issue, and that means foods that break down into sugar, including breads and pastas and all, you know, the standard foods that we rip on this program all the time.
Right.
They probably told him about the high purine foods. Did they talk about that at all? Has he heard about that?
Yeah, right. Okay. We've just done some research online on our own.
High purine foods and gout.
Right.
Yeah, there's certain foods that you probably know that you're going to want to stay away from. They call them high purine foods. Purines are a breakdown product of protein, and they're associated with gout. Gout is partially a problem with purine metabolism, how the body breaks down purines, and the formation of uric acid from purines. Meats are going to be your biggest sources, sausages and hot dogs, and kidney organ meats are high purine foods. Fish can be a high purine food. Best to stay away from super high protein foods. Whey protein is one protein food that's acceptable, I believe, if you have a gout. But the most important strategy for gout is to lay off of sugar, reduce your intake of carbohydrates that turn into sugar, especially fructose and high fructose corn syrup. The gout epidemic that we seem to be confronting in this country our gout levels have increased, is what I'm trying to say here. Our gout levels have increased as our sugar sugar intake has increased over the last couple of decades. So it's mostly a sugar issue as well as a purine issue. Staying away from high purine foods and staying away from high fructose corn syrup. Fructose and high sugar foods are is your best strategy, using nutrients that help your body process sugar as well.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless and good luck with everything. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Jeff in Indiana. You've been holding on forever. What's up, my friend? Jeff, what's going on?
I'm sorry. I've been talking to you about my pancreas issues, and now I'm in the hospital. Thursday, when I cut half my foot off.
Oh, that's terrible. Are you diabetic?
Yeah. I talked to you earlier in the week. I talked to you last week, maybe, about this little sore I cured. I never had diabetics in my life, and it wasn't diabetic for...
They want to take your foot off. What else do you have going on? You still have your pancreatic issues, Jeff?
Yeah.
Why do they want to take
your gallbladder?
Well, there's a lot. You got a lot of work to do, my friend, but I'm not sure. Do they really need to take your foot off? What's the problem?
That's what I'm saying. It's infected, and he says it's in the bone, and...
Well, I can't. He's right there looking at it. If he feels like an amputation is the only option, but you know what? Don't take his word for it. That's your foot. It's not his foot. So don't. I wouldn't take anybody's word for it. You want to have a complete explanation, and you probably want to have somebody else. I would have a second opinion before I had anything permanently done like that. Jeff, I'm serious, bro. You don't want to just have your foot cut off until you have somebody until you have a second opinion. Don't just take one doctor's word for it. Now, is it a severe infection in there?
It looks like it, yeah. It started Friday.
What's that?
I mean, it happened last Friday. And then Saturday, it started smelling. And then I went to my doctor I've been using, and he suggested that I need to go to the emergency room and let them decide. And this is what they came up with. They got me on antibiotics going through my system. I'm looking. Okay, one of them is meropenem.
Jeff, here's the thing, buddy. I'm only on the telephone here. I can't help you with something that's that severe. But what I can tell you is once you lose your foot, it ain't coming back. So you don't want to take just one doctor's word for anything when it comes to an amputation. I'd be getting a second opinion if you can, and I'd be asking him about other alternatives if there are any other alternatives. You don't want to do something that serious unless you don't have any other options. How old are you, Jeff?
51.
5'1"?
Yeah,
51. Yeah, Jeff, you're too young to lose a foot, my friend. On the other hand, I don't know what kind of... you must have been doing some serious abuse to your body in the last 50 years for them to need to hack your foot off. But please, buddy, do not just take one doctor's opinion or advice or recommendation. You want to get multiple, you want to have at least two or three recommendations before you do something that severe. And if there's any alternatives to an amputation, you want to be exploring all those alternatives. I wouldn't be doing anything that permanent if I were you, without having other recommendations or other people agreeing with that doctor. Does that make sense? I mean, unless you're stuck there, are you stuck in the hospital? You can't get out?
I don't know if they'll let me out or not. But see, they made a mark probably 4 inches below the knee, and then now it's probably 8 inches below the mark. The redness is gone.
Well, if you're getting better, you know, Jeff, I can't help you on the phone with something that serious. But what I can tell you is you don't want to take one doctor's recommendation as gospel. You know what I'm saying? You want other people to confirm what his recommendation is. And if there's anything else you can do to save that foot, you want to save that foot and you want to save all your limbs. Once a limb comes off, it ain't coming back. All right, my man?
Can I email you, man?
What's that?
Can I email you?
Yeah, send me an email. Put your phone number in there, okay?
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. God bless. Yeah, you know, we have this tendency to believe whatever, especially if we get into a desperate situation, we have this tendency to believe whatever some healthcare professional tells us, some doctor tells us. They become like authorities. They become like God figures to us, and whatever they say is gospel. And when it comes to losing a foot, when it comes to losing your breast, when it comes to losing a limb, when it comes to an amputation, folks, you know, that doctor, he's going to sleep very well at night. He's going to pay his bills very well at night. They get a lot of money from doing these surgeries. There's a lot of incentive for them to do what they do, which is cut limbs off and do amputations and remove breasts preventatively. But we're the ones without the breasts, and we're the ones without the legs, and we're the ones without the limbs. So please, folks, if there's any alternatives you have, not just to amputations, not just to losing limbs, but to any surgical procedure. When we have a surgical procedure, no matter what it is, the body freaks out. It thinks it's about to die. The body doesn't know it's having a surgical procedure. It thinks it's being eaten by a wild animal. That's why they give you Coumadin and heparin and blood thinners after surgery, because your body is in such shock, the blood begins to clot, which is a manifestation of the emergency response. Surgery is not... elective surgery is not something you want to go into lightly. Elective surgery is only a last resort. I don't care if it's something like gallbladder surgery or whatever it is. If they're going to cut you open, folks, make absolutely, positively sure you do not have any other options, and understand the medical model is incentivized to do surgery. The medical model is incentivized to give us drugs. The only people that do not benefit from drugs and from surgery are the people who are having who are taking the drugs and are having the surgical procedures for the most part. Now, if you have some kind of emergency, that's one thing. If you've been traumatized, or you've been hit by a car, or some kind of disaster has struck, that's one thing. But elective or preventive or prophylactic surgery, folks, you want to be looking for some other alternative at all costs. All right. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about osteoporosis, and we'll talk about thyroid health, and we'll talk about this one very, very interesting element that we don't talk a lot about. It's very similar to oxygen, which we do talk a lot about. In many ways, it's almost exactly like oxygen with some slight differences, but it's got some very interesting roles to play when it comes to keeping your skin healthy, when it comes to keeping your liver healthy, and when it comes to keeping your bones healthy. It's involved in hardening things. Wherever you see hard tissue, you're going to find this element, and this is an element that many people suspect may be a hidden nutritional deficiency due to poor farming techniques as well as environmental pollution. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. If you're interested in learning more about the Longevity products, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, or just help spread the word about the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Thanks so much. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.